From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration does continue to push for U.S. troops along the U.S.-Mexico border, but has not determined how many troops will be necessary. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told reporters National Guard troops may serve in a support role.
So it's in conjunction. We have offered up our best advice through the CBP as to what they could do. But it would be similar in part, for example, to Operation Phalanx, which was the aerial surveillance. As you know, the border is really big. We need to know where the people are crossing and who they are so that we can take action.
So support mission?
Support, sure. They're going to help with look at the technology, the surveillance. In some cases, we'll ask for some fleet mechanics. It's rough terrain down there. The cars need some love, too. We got to make sure we have mechanics there. But we can free up a CBP officer who's trained to do law enforcement.
President Donald Trump signed a memorandum Wednesday clearing the way for the deployment of National Guard troops to the border. But it will ultimately be up to the four border state governors to finalize the numbers and the precise timing. Days after U.S. President Trump repeated his call to bring home U.S. forces from Syria, defense officials insisted there's no shift in strategy or to U.S. policy. The U.S. has about 2,000 troops stationed in Syria as part of its ongoing efforts to destroy IS and dismantle the group's self-declared caliphate, but Mr. Trump has signaled twice in recent weeks that the time for U.S. forces to leave Syria is near. According to the White House officials, President Trump is not expected to meet with the leaders of Cuba and Venezuela when he attends a summit of the Americas next week. They do say that there will be opportunities for interactions between Trump and his Latin and North American counterparts at the two-day summit that begins next April 13th in Lima, Peru. This is VOA News.